Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You wish maybe you didn't say what you said about Cousins.
I'm here to talk about the game.
Cousins, first down, going deep for Diggs. He makes the catch.
Any other questions besides about Kirk Cousins?
Cousins, Diggs, he's got it. Touchdown.
Dale Arnold.
But I think the guys that are best at it are guys like Christian, myself.
Life's weird. It really is sometimes.
Rich Keefe.
Do you think he's coming back?
Yes.
You
Woo!
Do not.
Yes.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
You can give yourself, hey, yo, I want to be known as Wiggy the Wiggler.
D-minus.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three of Dale and Keefe with Wiggy. It's a Monday during the football season, so Jermaine Wiggins is here. Dale is off today. We got Shime and John Anderson producing the show, the Payday Pod guys. They're here. We'll find out how they did with their picks from Sunday later on in the program.
They better be good if they have a podcast called Payday Podcast.
Right, exactly. It would be a little misleading if they just
I'm trying to get paid.
Yeah, that's what we're
Wiggy's
trying to
Wallet
do.
Podcast.
Ooh, Wiggy's Wallet.
Colts making the playoffs.
Wiggy the Wiggler. Wiggy the Wiggler.
John Anderson still holding on to this
all
bet.
About that.
Yeah.
You had them in your top five in the power rankings, by the way.
Yeah, I did.
You can check that out. That'll be in the Dale and Keefe podcast at some point.
Okay.
You can go look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I retweeted it.
Let's do the Brady Midday Replay brought to you by Needham Bank. Can we be your bank? He, of course, Brady, on with the Greg Hill Show every Monday during the football season and always, always, always makes news. It's always picked up. It's on ESPN, NFL Network, everywhere, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, and we've done this before, where I think he picks and chooses his words so carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes he is telling you exactly how he feels without just, you know, coming flat out and saying it. Like last week we were joking around about how he really felt about Ryan Izzo and Michael Koss. So I think there are definitely times where you can read between the lines and have a big takeaway. Other times I do feel like it's a little bit more kind of manipulated by people like us.
Like you have to listen up. It's listen to the lyrics and really find out what he's trying to say.
You got to listen to Jimi Hendrix. Don't just hear him.
Right.
Or is it the other way around? Either way.
No, you can't hear Jimi.
You can't hear
him. You play Jimi backwards.
I'm listening to him right now.
No, you don't hear Jimi, though. That's the difference.
All right, let's start with this one because you and I and others have been trying to come up with different names. Your guy now is Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen.
Mine was Stephon Diggs, even though that seems like that's probably moved on. We're always coming up with different names of players that should be added to the Patriots offense, specifically the offense, and guys for Brady to throw to. So Greg Hill asking him, does he ever lobby to acquire players?
You know, I've said this before, too. I think that the one position I'm in is he and I, you know, we always talk football. We have open relationship for 20 years about our, you know, team. And, you know, when he asks, you know, I certainly have opinions and so forth. But as I said before, like, that's not my role, you know, and I think there's part of me that, you know, and I've said this before, from my standpoint, I'm a player, you know, I'm a player like everyone else. I'm not in a position where I make authoritative decisions. So you can't become attached to making authoritative decisions because then you just get disappointed when those things are out of your control.
Yeah.
And I think for me, you know, when you're in a position to make those authoritative decisions, you know, then that's what your job is. You know, my job is to do what I do, which is to try to play quarterback, realizing that a lot of those decisions do impact how I play quarterback. But, you know, I also have a lot of trust that, you know, our organization, you know, is trying to win games too. So I'd say it's worked. You know, we've had a great relationship for, you know, 20 years. You know, so we'll just try to keep doing the best. I'm going to keep doing the best that I can do. I'm going to try to be the person that I am to try to help us win in whatever role that they ask me to. And, you know, that hasn't changed from 20 years ago. So I'll show up this week, and you know they're going to put players in positions based on game plan and who's out there to say, hey, this is what we expect, and then you know I'm going to try to do the best I can do as well. So, and then injuries play a part. You know, we've had in the Washington game, Philip Dorsett went out after, you know, three plays. In this game, Matt Lacoste went out after, you know, a short period of time. So then you're just making adjustments.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's just part of football. But, you know, you go through a whole week preparing, and that's, again, that's the tricky part about football is, you know, part of the experience that we've had as a team is being able to adjust when people do get injured. You know, so it's just, football season has its challenges for every team. And even yesterday, you know, you watch some of these games and like, you know, it's there's challenges and that's just part of it. Dealing with them is part of what football season is all about.
Wow. So that was a question
there's a
about,
lot.
You know, yeah, right. There's
you
a lot to unpack
a lot
in
of
there.
That up. You gotta,
I mean, that's a lengthy answer about how, you know, he's the quarterback. He doesn't get to pick the players. And he's been asked about that throughout his career, mm-hmm. especially later on in his career. And he always has a similar answer, but there was a lot in there. What was your biggest takeaway from that?
Well, the thing that he was spot on about is they will come to him about certain players and inquire, hey, what do you think about this guy? What do you think about that guy? And he'll give his feedback on that. But as far as him being the guy going and saying, hey, Bill, we should look into this, I definitely agree with him that he doesn't do that. No player does that.
Right, they don't. And if anybody could, you would think it would be him. But the reality is it's not part of the job.
Right, and the other part of that is they got so much going. He has so much going on like every other player that he can't look in, try to evaluate every player and
yeah,
what
right.
they're
That's
doing
the
and
role.
Then go, hey, you know what? Oh, I know I just studied my game film and I was watching film and I decided, you know what? I'm going to watch the Vikings offense here yeah. to see if we should go after Stephon Diggs and how he fit
yeah,
in
no,
this
he's
offense.
Not doing that. But one thing he did say in there, which I thought was, and there's probably in the middle somewhere in that two minute and 45 second answer, was about how, you know, he wants to do whatever helps the team win or mm-hmm. whatever he's asked to do, he'll do. And I read that as, if he thinks that this team is all about defense
mm-hmm.
and maybe the offense doesn't have to score as much and he's not going to be throwing 50 touchdown passes this year.
Yeah, he doesn't care about
he might
that.
Throw 30 or whatever, but he's going to be okay with that.
Yeah,
at least that's what he's saying.
Him. But he's always
Do you weak. Think it's true, though? Like, would he be okay not being
yeah,
like an all-pro type or like stats-wise? Do you think he'd be okay with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think he would be fine with that. I think there are a lot of players that would be fine with that if they know the ultimate end game goal is that they would be on a championship team or on a Super Bowl winning team. And
right.
you might have to,
right.
you might have to, your stats might suffer a little bit in the sense where you don't have as many touchdowns or mm-hmm. receptions or catch or whatever it may be. A player's fine with that because he's still going to be the guy in the position.
Yeah, the starting like, quarterback on the Super Bowl team. Like that's
just like he was last yeah. year in the Rams Super Bowl. He didn't have a great game statistically, but we still remember a couple of the throws that he made. So he's
right.
still going to get those opportunities. I'm willing to bet you, if you asked him, hey, your performance last year versus the Rams or your performance against the Eagles?
Yeah, right.
Which one would you rather be part of?
Yeah, you're taking that win every
you're
time.
You're going to take right. the win yeah. every single time.
Yeah, that's true. Rob Gronkowski is going to be on in studio, I believe, with
yeah.
the Greg Hill Show tomorrow. You're going to be a part
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, I'll be a part of that.
So you'll be interviewing Gronk?
See what type of questions he'll answer now that it's not really, you know, the Fox. He can kind of let his hair down.
Yeah.
Because
you would think,
one of the,
and again, doing an interview around here, I'm going to be fascinated to listen to it because he's no longer on the team.
Mm-hmm.
But will he still sound like he's on the team?
Right. And that's one of the things that, you know, kind of fooling around with Greg Hill was, I'd love to know, ask him, how does he think Tom Brady feels about this tight end position and the guys that are, like, just like you asked, are on the roster
yeah.
who have not been able to contribute in the passing game?
Yeah, he can't. I mean, it's one of those things where I don't think he blames those guys as much as, well, what's going on here in the front office? You guys had to be prepared for Gronk to leave, didn't you? And this is what you thought was going to be able to take his spot? Like, I bet that's how he feels.
But maybe Gronk would kind of you know.
Oh, how does Gronk feel? Or do you mean how? What does Gronk think? How Brady feels?
Yeah. Maybe Gronk answers it in a way where he goes, he's definitely frustrated. You're talking about an offense that has been so reliant on the tight end position.
I just don't think he would want to put Brady out there like that. You know, because if he says, "Oh, Brady hates this,"
but he's not saying that Brady told him this. He's just giving his opinion on what he thinks Brady might be feeling. Right, I play for the team, and if you ask me how do I think Brady feels about the tight end position, I think he's probably frustrated with those two guys, and I think he's probably disappointed.
Yeah, but wouldn't you say that, like, if you or Fourier said that, it might be different than Gronk, who just played last year and maybe talked to Brady recently, and then so you know for a fact, like, that's your opinion of what's going on, right?
Right.
Unless you talk to Brady.
Well, I still would feel like this is Gronk's opinion on what.
Yeah, maybe.
But that would be what. That's what he's in this world to do, right?
That's why they hired him, I think.
So those are the questions that I would love to see how he answered those rather than give me a funniest story about Tom Brady.
Yeah, give me, like, what was the smelliest fart you ever smelled? Like, that, you don't need that. So Greg Hill did bring up the fact that Gronk would be on the show tomorrow.
Gronk is going to be in here tomorrow. Do you have a 30-second elevator pitch that we could play for him on coming back when he's in here tomorrow?
No, I love that guy. I'm so happy that he's enjoying, his time, and I'm happy that he's enjoying his life, and he seems to really be doing a lot of great things. So he knows how I feel about him, and I want what's best for him, and he's the only person that can make those decisions. So I don't lobby for those things. You know, I have a great relationship with him. He's given actually a hell of a lot to our team already over the course of a long period of time, and I think people should be very appreciative and, you know, for what he's brought to the team and what he's brought to the region, because I think he's just a very special guy. And, he's at a different phase of his life.
I like that. That's good. You don't need to be lobbying a guy who's had a million injuries to come back.
Right.
Right, it is. It's up to him. And he knows how I feel about him. Like, right. Brady obviously loves him, and all these guys would welcome him back, but you don't need to be getting in his ear and saying, hey, come on back, come on back. And then he comes back and he gets hurt again, and then you're like, oh, man, well, you know that's going to happen.
And he already, and Brady probably already knows that anytime Gronk does an interview with anybody, that's going to be the first question that they ask.
It's coming up all the time.
Hey, Gronk, when you're coming back, or are you thinking about coming back, or are you leaving? Like, well, that was the first thing Fox did when they brought him out there.
Of course.
Is that door all the way shut? Is it open? Is it there? And Terry Bradshaw, hey,
it's
you
like
have
every single interview he's done, you get that.
And that's where.
But he likes that, I think. I think it keeps him a little bit more
relevant.
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
But when you look at that, that's why it should be, here's what I think Brady's feeling about the tight ends. Here's what the Patriots need to do. Another perfect question would be Antonio Brown's situation. You and him have the same agent.
100%. I'm interested in that.
Do you think Robert Kraft should give this guy another chance, or do you feel like they pulled the plug too early on him?
That's good. You going to ask him that tomorrow?
You know, I would love to know what he'd have to say.
I do too.
And hopefully he gives us the honest Gronk opinion. And I don't care if he does it with a laugh or whatever. But
what do you really feel about this?
They made a bad move on that one. What are they doing? You know, this guy's look at his abs. He's got abs like my. If he has to throw something in there to make it like that funny Gronk that we know and we love, but give me that answer of not just, hey, Pats are just trying to.
Yeah, they're doing what's best for them, and they've had a lot of success. What do you really feel? Like, you want to, like, shake
them? That's what you expect from the Gronk or who's on the team.
Right, not this guy. This guy should be a little bit different. So, again, I'm interested to hear that tomorrow. But that answer that Brady just gave right there was like a headline. Like, ESPN was running with that. Like, Brady won't recruit Gronk out of retirement. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, that's good. It's good. It's a better friend. It's more reckless if you're like, I know you had all these back surgeries and concussions and everything, but you really need to, I know you're fixed.
Mm-hmm.
He's Mr. Recovery, so you got to come on back. But no, he's not doing that.
There might be that instance where they could just be chopping it up and it's in passing.
Yeah.
Hey, you really done? Yeah, I think I'm good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on Fox now. Don't you know?
All right, that's cool. Just wanted to see where your head was at.
One of the other answers that Brady gave that was getting a little bit of run this morning was Tom Brady, after the game on Thursday, got a game ball because he is now second all-time on the career passing list, And here's what he had to say about that.
I don't remember, but that was very nice. That was very, very kind. I was, unexpected, but certainly appreciated. And, you know, it's pretty cool. I never imagined playing 20 years in the NFL. And Peyton was a guy that I looked up to because he was so spectacular in every way. And, you know, Brett Favre is the same. And, you know, you can only do it with the help of so many people, the support of so many people to help me accomplish my dreams and to accomplish doing something that I love to do. I mean, there's a lot of people that sacrifice a lot for me. So I guess for me, it's just thinking about those people and how appreciative I am of them, my family, my kids, you know, my wife, you know, my teammates, my coaches. You know, it's very, very special when you can accomplish that, because it speaks more to, you know, completing passes. It speaks to, you know, people, you know, making it possible for me to even go out there and do something I love to do. So that's kind of what I think about.
So as you can imagine, there were some people that took the beginning part of that. So first of all, the question was, you know, when was the last time you got a game ball?
Because
you remember in the Seth Wickersham article, there was talks about how
the parking spot.
He wasn't Patriot Player of the Week, and he was upset about right. that. Again, whether it's true Wasn't or not.
That, but doesn't that come with a parking spot?
No, the parking spot, I think, is when you work your ass off in the off season.
So
I think that's what that is.
Patriots Player of the Week, you just get like a little plaque then.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I got one of those plaques.
You got a little plaque?
Yeah.
You should bring it in.
Player of the Week.
Bring it in, take a picture with it.
Minnesota.
Not here.
Not here. But no. You usually get a parking spot.
So this one.
Right up at the front. So you don't have to, you know.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, nice little bit. Player of the Week parking spot.
Right.
Practice squad Player of the Week.
Here I am.
Defensive. Yeah. Nice
short walk to the building.
It's right up front.
Yeah, that's really a nice thing. But he was asked, you know, when was the last time you got a game ball? That's what he said.
I don't remember, but that was very nice. That was very, very kind. I was, unexpected, but certainly appreciated.
All right, right and, there. So he, you remember, was talking about how he wanted to feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. There's Tom V. Time, he was saying he wanted, or Giselle was saying it mm-hmm. kind of on his behalf, that he wants to feel appreciated. So I think people were looking at this. It said, oh, this is another Belichick and Brady thing. Like, Brady couldn't believe that he got the game ball because he was never getting game balls and all this other stuff.
Do they give out game balls, though?
I think only for special achievements like this. I don't think every game there
right.
is.
So
I also don't think that this is a case. And I love to read between the lines mm-hmm. on Brady. I love to try to do the Brady translator. I love all that. I don't think this is anything.
No.
I think he is saying, yeah, I'm second all time. And I think he even made the comment, too, in the locker room. Like, we don't really celebrate a lot of second place anything. Mm. So I think he was like, oh, I appreciate getting the ball. Right. I'm not going to, in this case, read into it about any kind of relationship with him and Belichick, but that's what some have done.
Yeah, and he's probably looking in his mind, we don't really give out game balls around here. And
yeah.
if they really did, there's probably plenty of games where I'd get
a game ball. I was going to say, I'm going to have a million balls at the house because every game I could probably get one for 20 years.
And it might be one of those after the game type achievements where it's like, hey, you know, it's like you
I
said,
think that's what it was.
Special case.
Yeah, they broke down the game. It was that thing, and they even had the video. And it's like when Matthew Slater breaks him down. Before that, Belichick right. just said, you know, good win or whatever. You know, short week, 6-0.
Right.
And you know, congratulations to Tom. Passes Peyton Manning, second all time passing, and then he gets the ball. And then, so Brady says he appreciated that, and he was kind of surprised by it. But I don't read anything into that. I think he was. I don't think he was anticipating, hey, as soon as I'm able to be second all time, right. I'll finally get appreciated.
And think about how many times we've seen those Patriots after the game, like kind of call-ups where Bill, you know, the Patriots put it out all the time on social media. We have never seen him give out game balls after the game. You know, you see other teams do it consistently,
yeah.
But Bill's not, we already know, Bill's not an individual achievement, patting people on the back type of coach.
Right.
He doesn't do that. Every blue moon, it might be, you know, it's like you said, for that rare and special occasion, hey, we want to give this game ball to Robert Kraft to, you know.
Yeah,
so-and-so.
It's usually, and I think Belichick, somebody gave one to Belichick when he passed somebody on the wins list or whatever else. So you're going to get that. There's more to the Tom Brady interview on the Greg Hill Show. You can check it out on WEEI.com. They asked him about the defense, Julian Edelman. They even talked sports movies at one point. They talked about the Jets who are coming in, or actually they're going to on Monday night. So you can check that whole thing out. But yeah, every single week. And guess what? Tom Brady's going to speak on, what, Wednesday probably? And there's going to be other things that we can sort of dive into and figure out how mad he is at the office.
But I do love the Brady translator. Like, let's really read between the lines.
Yeah, it's good.
It's see what he's saying. It's the underlining. It's playing the record backwards.
I still think every single thing he has said since they lost Antonio Brown, you can probably tweak it to where it is, I wish Antonio Brown was still here.
Yes.
That's what I hear anyway.
Yeah,
that's probably what you hear.
I hear it too. Yeah. Man, I wish AB was here. We could have did some great things. I'm frustrated.
I think that's definitely
if
the
AB's
case.
Not going to be the guy, please bring me somebody.
Please bring me somebody. And now Wiggy's guy is Keenan Allen, who, by the way, had a tweet.
Ooh.
What was this tweet? Shime, you had the tweet on Keenan Allen where somebody was asking him a question about, because they lost again.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers.
Said same old Chargers, right?
Yeah, the tweet said, is this the exact same Chargers team we've seen all the time? And Keenan Allen quote tweeted and said, bleep sad.
Ish sad. Ish sad.
Bleep sad.
Yeah, and the bleep is the bleep is ish.
Yep, yep.
So, it's sad.
So maybe now we need to keep an eye on him. Is he going to start tweeting out emojis where he's upset? Is
you know where it all starts? It all starts on social media.
It does.
And all starts on Twitter with one little
keep
tweet.
Keep an eye on his Twitter and his Instagram, and we'll see if he really wants
what
out
he's
of there.
Liking. Does he get to liking Patriots stuff? Does he get to liking Brady?
The question is, does Keenan Allen like the nickname Boogeyman? Because the defense, or at least the linebackers, seem to really want it.
Yes.
This almost hijacked the whole NFL Sunday show.
Yeah.
You have a few that you like. Yeah. We're going to give you some of the best and worst from yesterday's rundown, and we will do that because I do think it's important that they have a nickname. They should be remembered with some sort of a nickname. That's how good the defense
is. They're on pace to be the greatest defense in NFL history.
Right, so that deserves.
The Chicago Bears had a nickname for their defense, didn't they?
Yeah, the 85 Bears.
I thought it was
the Monsters of the Midway.
Right.
Wasn't that earlier? No, wasn't that like Dick Butkus?
Was that Dick Butkus?
Yeah, we got to look that up.
We need Josh Vasenda.
That's what we need?
To give them the Patriots, the blistering chill of the New England era.
Shaquille O'Neal was the one who gave Paul Pierce the Truth nickname.
Okay.
So maybe Shaq could give them a nickname. He's very good at it.
Yeah, well, Shaq,
he also had a million nicknames
himself. Shaq does, he did these.
Shaq Fu.
Yep. Shaq, what did he have?
Kazam?
Like, Shaq.
Or Shazam.
Was it the Kazam? Aristotle, the Big Aristotle?
The Big Aristotle was another one of them.
That's what I told you. It's all about giving yourself nicknames.
No, I guess you're right. Wiggy the Wiggler's here, and we will have some of the Pat's D nickname options for you coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No need to check the time as it's...
We have noon 30.
Noon 30.
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I haven't.
You just said noon 30.
Called it.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
So, Wiggy, you had some nicknames you came up with?
I came up with some nicknames.
Right now, the barometer would be Boogeyman.
Okay.
So I'll tell you if it's better or in Civil Fourier, we'll tell you if it's better or worse than Boogeyman.
All right, so here we go. Masters of Destruction. World War Patriots.
What?
Guardians of Defense. Masters of Defense.
Okay, well, no.
Doomsday Patriots. Patriots Endgame. The Defenders.
The Defenders.
Okay.
Straight up ripoff of the Netflix series, The Defenders.
Yeah. All right. The Fantastic 11. And my last one.
Yeah. What's the last one?
The Defepticons.
All right. That was
a spinoff of the Decepticons.
No, I got it. That was NFL Sunday. That was you, me, and
but I found
Fourier
the one I'm sticking with, and I'm just hitching my wagon to.
My favorite one right now is the Sticky Bandits.
Yeah, you like that one.
I like that one. Mine's Fourier likes Sticky Bandits.
Mine's is a nightmare in New England.
Isn't it? I feel like it's a little wordy, though.
No, nightmare in New England. Just like a playoff nightmare on Elm Street. And then the linebackers could keep the Boogeyman.
Oh, I like that. So that's like a theme. That's like a horror theme.
Right.
Of course, they don't only play in October, but I guess you can celebrate horror throughout.
Well, it's a nightmare for any team who has to go to New England.
Nightmare in New England?
Yes.
Okay. But that's, I don't know, when you place the Legion of Boom, the Legion of Boom travels. They're everywhere.
Right.
The nightmare in New England. So what if they have to play a game on the road?
The AFC championship comes through New England.
Yeah, it does. But the Super Bowl's in Miami.
Right.
And now the nightmare is still in New England? Can they bring it with them?
It travels.
Okay, it does. It's on the road.
And it allows the linebackers to keep the boogeyman.
Yeah.
I then gave the DBs the nickname The Exorcist.
Right, which I don't really get.
Well, because it's part of the, it's in the nightmare world.
Is The Exorcist plural?
Yeah, The Exorcist.
Yeah. So, like, the boogeyman. They're not the boogeyman.
They're boogeymen. So they have to be plural, The Exorcist.
So then yesterday that led to, and that was just sort of an innocent start to the conversation, that led to then a series of phone calls. And I'm not sure which. It was either the best segment or the worst segment that we've ever done on NFL Sunday.
I think it was the best.
It's not in between.
Yeah.
It's one over the other.
I would have to say best. If I had a vote on it, it was by far. Some of the nicknames were like, I was like, wow.
So and I give everybody credit. They all called in. They all stayed on hold. And really, I don't think we got many repeats. Everybody did a good job of paying attention. And so our producer, John, put together a little sampling of some of the options we have now for the Patriots' defensive nickname.
I got Degeneration Pass.
The 60-Minute Man. And
for me, but okay.
And the Happy Enders.
Yes, a nickname for the team, Legion of Belichick.
D-minus.
Nixon Weymouth, Nick?
DOD, Department of Defense.
Hey, how about DOC, Department of Corrections? They're always correcting the mistakes of the offense.
Stephen Winthrop, you have a good one?
Well, hey, guys, how are you doing today? Well, hopefully, how about the Highway to Hell?
Hey, how you guys doing? I got two of them for you.
All right.
You can keep it simple and go with the Sack Attack.
Okay.
Or you can kind of bite off the Marvel stuff again and go Suicide Squad.
That's DC, not Marvel.
Yeah.
Hey, two things. First of all, Wiggy's a knucklehead. Second thing is, I got a name. Mass Mayhem.
The Defense Royale.
Most impressive New England's nuclear disaster. Foxborough's flying attack. New England's no-fly zone.
What about the Blue Crew?
The Blue Crew.
Because it makes all the offenses blue.
The Beantown Beasts or Boston Beasts.
Beantown Beasts.
Let's go to Randy in Connecticut. Randy's up next. Randy?
What about the Route 1 nightmare?
Mark, what do you got?
Nicknames is freezing
hey
the line.
I got a nickname for you.
Yeah, what is it?
Boom Shakalaka!
I have two. Patriot Strong. And
the second one?
And the Blue Wave.
That's a W!
Goal Line Militia. How about that? The Goal Line Militia.
D-minus.
No, it's...
The Takeaway Tribe.
Team Set Match. D-Heads.
What? D-Heads?
How about this one?
Yeah. Right.
The Sliver Men.
Boom Shakalaka!
The Sliver Men.
That one was unbelievable.
Yeah,
what is that?
We don't
Why?
Know.
Why would it be Sliver Men?
Well, we were trying to see if it was based off of the movie Slender Man.
Slender Man.
Right.
But even then, I don't think you want to be the Slender Man.
Right. Maybe she's
so
kind of like she's trying to take a play off of that movie.
But she was dead serious, and she waited on hold. She was very nice, and she called in, and she said, I got it.
The Slither Man. So they, move around.
I don't get it at all.
Maybe because they're hard to block. They're always slithering around.
That might be it. That could be it. They're all
the Sliver Men.
That's not related to anything.
I still love Boom Shakalaka.
Boom Shakalaka. It was better than Sliver Man.
Well, he didn't really understand the concept. The concept was
Boom Shakalaka.
The concept was a nickname. He gave us kind of what they would say
after a big play.
Onomatopoeia is what he gave you.
Yeah, they might scream that after a sack or a turnover.
The boogeyman might say Boom Shakalaka.
Boom Shakalaka.
Great energy though.
It was
definitely strong. Strong energy. Do we dare take a couple more of these? Let's just do a couple of these.
You're working the phones.
No, I understand.
They're always classic.
No, they are. Let's go to Joe in New Bedford. Joe?
Yeah, that guy just stole my thunder. I had the Department of Defense.
All right.
D-minus.
If he said Slitherman, I was just going to get up and walk out.
If he said Boom Shakalaka, I would have just...
Dale's in New Hampshire. Hello, Dale.
Shouldn't he be working?
Hello, guys.
What do you got?
Razor Pack.
What?
I thought he said...
Razor Pack.
Razor?
Razor Pack.
R-A-Z-O-R.
The Razor Pack. Razor Pack.
Because they play at Gillette Stadium, I guess?
I feel like that's like something off of Dodgeball. Here's Razor, Laser,
Blazer. Blade, Laser, Blazer.
Razor Pack.
Let's go to Jack in Somerville. Hello, Jack.
Hey, I got a couple of I want to toss at you. One, I think, Wiggy, you touched on yesterday. Mm. The Route 1 Nightmare.
Okay.
Or Nightmare on Route 1.
I like God. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
and
like it.
The other one is The Swarm.
The Swarm.
The Swarm.
Yeah.
Killer Bees.
Yeah.
The Wu-Tang had the album, The, Swarm, the Killer Bees.
It
the
was
Swarm.
Actually a movie called the Killer Bees.
Right, so that could maybe work.
It was a killer, or was it the Killer Birds?
Killer Birds.
Attack of the Killer Birds.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we're anywhere close to
like
it,
I like the Nightmare on Route 1, but
I don't know.
You're concerned that it doesn't travel well.
So I just think when you look back on the history at some of the great defenses that had nicknames,
right.
It was the Monsters of the Midway.
Yep.
It was
the Purple People
Eaters. Purple People Eaters. It was the New York Sack Exchange.
The
Steel
Curtain's
a good one.
Okay.
Legion of Boom.
Legion of Boom.
I don't know about the Nightmare on Route 1. I don't know about that.
I like the night. What about the Traveling Nightmare? It's kind of like, you know.
I don't know.
Like playoff of circus or
Wayne's
something.
In Albany. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, I've got a name for you. Predators, short and simple. And then you can fill in the D-backs could be, say, the Piranhas. The linebackers could be the Sharks, and the D-line could be Killer Whales.
Well, the linebackers are already boogeymen.
Yeah, so you want the Sharks,
Predators.
Piranhas, and Killer Whales.
A lot of sea creatures.
D-minus.
A lot of sea life there. Tim's in Pembroke. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing? What do you got?
I got two nicknames for you.
Okay.
All right. The D-Vengers, like the Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Iron Patriot, you know?
Yep.
Right.
And then you got the Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol.
Doom
Patrol.
You like Doom Patrol?
No, I don't like that one. The Avengers.
Brian, what do you got, Brian?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I kind of thought Blue Wave was a little wimpy. How about Blue Tsunami?
Blue Tsunami.
Nope. Let's go to Charles. What do you got, Charles?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, the Boston Tea Party.
The Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, see, we kind of.
Now we're starting to get the repeats.
Yeah,
I feel like
everybody.
This is a difficult exercise.
It is very difficult.
It's very hard to have a really good nickname.
Stay away from just the D.
Yeah.
Because
I'm with Wiggy on this.
There's a little bit of a sexual connotation there.
I don't like it. I think you got to be a little careful with
it. Yeah, take it to, like, you know.
Yeah, I understand. D-O-A, stop right there. Yeah, we got it.
D-O-P. Dead on Pats. Do you like that one, though? I like that one.
Shut down. The D was my nickname in college.
I'm starting to think, thank you, Danielle, I'm starting to think that Slitherman is one of the better ones.
Or Boom Shakalaka.
Or Boom Shakalaka. There's just...
Boom Shakalaka!
It's not great.
Well, Kyle Van Noy, he's asked.
Yeah.
He's asked for his help.
He likes that one. Oh, and by the way, Lawrence Guy will join us at 1 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get his sense on what he thinks of the Boogeyman, mm-hmm. what he wants maybe the D-line's name to be, or maybe just the defense in general.
Or what he thinks of my nightmare in New England.
Yep, we'll ask him all of that. We'll ask him all of that. Let's do a non-nickname call here. We have House in Dorchester. He joins us next. What's up, House?
What's up, family?
How you doing?
So I wanted to ask you all a question, right? Is it possible... I'm going to ask you a few questions before you hang up. Is it possible that the Patriots could snatch A.J. Green up, number one? And number two, I do believe that if Antonio Brown handles all his business, that and I wish he would just pay these people off because that's all they want. And the Patriots will accept him back. And then I have some names. I'm going to just give you this one. D.W.A., Defense with an Attitude. The New England Wrecking Bomb.
Okay. A lot in there. First thing, A.J. Green, I think, yeah, there's always a chance.
There could be a chance. It's the injury history and the amount of money could be an issue with that.
Right, right.
The Antonio Brown paying off people, I don't really think that really matters. It's can Robert Kraft... give him another chance.
Yeah, that's what it's going to come
down
to.
That's what it's going to come down to.
Because the league hasn't even suspended him or anything
right.
or any of that stuff. So I just don't think I think it's unlikely. Obviously, you and I would both love to have it happen. I don't think it's likely.
And DWA, I like that.
You like that one? That one's not bad.
Coming straight out of Foxborough.
Yeah, that's not bad. Oh, and then, yes, because they need a video, right? They would need a song and a video like the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you
would
need.
I like DWA right now. That's that's the front runner.
All right, you can tweet in, at Dale Keefe, WEEI, what your picks are for that. We probably won't take a whole lot more calls on the nickname thing. It's out of control.
It's out of control.
You can't tame it. Lawrence Guy will join us at 1 o'clock. I also have an exercise I want to do as it relates to Sony Michel.
Okay.
We'll do that. And also, there was a thing trending last night, maybe the number one thing trending in the world, and I need... somebody to explain it to me. So we'll get to all of that coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No need to check the time.
We don't allow it in the house, so my wife does not. My wife does not allow Fortnite. They're allowed to play games. They're allowed to play Madden. They're allowed to play the NBA game. What is that, 2K? Or what is the NBA game? Is that what it is? So they're allowed to play those games. Matter of fact, right next door to me is the Xbox room. It's right next door to this room. So then my boys have an Xbox room right next door. But
that sounds pretty good.
No Fortnite. No Fortnite, no gun games allowed in the house. They get caught playing gun games, they lose their phones for 2 months.
Wow, those are hard rules right there. That's Fred Sessa talking about Fortnite, which he does not allow. And last night, all of a sudden, people were going crazy about Fortnite, which, of course, is the official game of the Boston Red Sox and most teams across Major League Baseball. Chris Scheim is our Fortnite expert.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big Fortnite guy myself.
Neither am I.
My kids play it, but I've found this out, and Shine probably can help me out with this. They watch more of the Fortnite videos than they actually play the game.
Yeah, they watch guys on Twitch play Fortnite, right?
Just like YouTube, whatever it is.
Yeah. And so Shine, he's in the Fortnite world, but what the hell happened last night?
It was actually yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
There was an event in the game that was supposed to signify the end of one season and the entrance into a new season.
Right.
And they were calling this Fortnite Chapter 2, even though it's technically like the 11th season.
I was going to say, isn't it? This game's been out for years.
Yeah, it's going into the 11th season, and it was, they were titling it Chapter 2. And so this event was called The End.
Oof.
And so people were watching the event. And some crazy spaceships were flying around, and then a meteor hits the island and turns everything into a black hole. And all there is, if you load up Fortnite right now, there's no title screen, there's nothing, it's just a black hole.
So the game disappeared.
Yes, and there were over 6.5 million people watching live on either YouTube or Twitch yesterday.
Oh my God.
Just to see people staring at a black hole and figure out what they were doing. And this was 8 hours after the event even happened.
Oh, because it was trending all night. Because I'm watching it, and it was usually on Sundays, everything that's trending is just the football games and just whatever player did something stupid or got hurt or whatever game is going on. But it was all Fortnite.
I saw the Elon Musk, basically he's deleted Fortnite. So I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
All right, let's put a pin in the Fortnite talk because actually I wanted to get to more of that. But We have breaking news.
Okay.
This is Breaking News with Dale and Keith, brought to you by J.N. Phillips Auto Glass on Sports Radio WEEI.
And I think this certainly could have something to do with the injury maybe to Matt Lacoste. We'll find out. But who had this first? Who was the first one to have this, John, that you saw?
Field Yates.
Field Yates is the first one to have this. The Patriots are re-signing Ben Watson.
Oh, Belichick said there could be a chance that we could bring him back.
And so here he is.
And then OMF had him on. They interviewed him, and he didn't close the door.
No, he didn't. And I thought, I'm like, well, the way he responded on his tweet, the way Watson responded on his tweet, I didn't think Watson would be back. But as it turns out, he is. And so Field Yates, just a second ago, Patriots are expected to re-sign veteran tight end Benjamin Watson. Of course, he was released last week, but should be back in the fold to help a position that could use some depth.
Now, is Lacoste going to IR? Or is there any... Or are they just using him? Are they filling him in Jakob's spot?
He's taking Jakob Johnson's spot for right now.
Okay.
But then again, they could still shuffle some pieces around. You know, N'Keal Harry could come back to practice this week. They could activate him off of IR. But
if they activated him, they would need to do something to make room.
But I feel like the Watson thing has to line up somehow with Matt Lacoste being hurt. Mm-hmm. Because a week ago, or do they actually value Lacoste more than Watson? Also, it'll be interesting to see what he signs for.
They value
and how much money they get.
They value both Izzo and Lacoste more than Watson. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't have cut Watson initially. So, and Brady spoke about it this morning on Greg Hill, saying that Philip Dorsett got nicked up and Lacoste got hurt in that Giants game.
Yeah.
So what's that tell you? This guy gets hurt. Now we bring back Ben Watson, and maybe they're moving him to IR. Maybe the injury is not just a minor injury that might be just a week or 2 weeks or a couple weeks. Maybe they're like, all right, well, it's going to be a long period of time. We'll put him on IR. We'll bring Ben Watson back.
And I wonder if, you know, he's going to be ready to go Monday night and just toss him right out there. And how much money... Is he now on the veteran minimum where he's making a little bit more than that? So there's probably still money that they saved.
Yeah, he's probably on the veteran minimum. You know, wasn't it like $2 million he was initially getting? I don't know what the veteran minimum is.
I also wonder, was this the plan all along? Or did it take a Lacoste injury to say, all right, let's bring this guy back? You know, like when they
no, this is purely based on the Lacoste injury.
Yeah, just reacting to that. I think you're right.
If Lacoste doesn't get hurt, do you think they bring him back?
Probably not.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if they really wanted him bad enough, what happened? What was the what happened between the Giants game and the Redskins game with the tight end position that makes you go, oh, we need to now bring Ben Watson back?
Because it did feel like, because he could have played against the Redskins, and it felt as though they just wanted to get it through another game healthy with those guys. And once they did, they were forced to make a decision that Monday. Then they let him loose. And then he doesn't play in the Giants game. Lacoste gets hurt. Philip Dorsett doesn't play, and Josh Gordon got banged up. So all these guys are hurt. They're dropping like flies. They lose their fullback.
Right.
So maybe you say, all right, no fullback on the roster, but we have three tight ends.
And
maybe that's what they're doing. And at least for now.
And Ben has the ability to kind of line up in the fullback, you know, getting into the weeds, football weeds here. Ben has the ability to line up in the backfield and do some of those fullback lead type blocks.
So there's the latest. Benjamin Watson back with the Patriots, according to Field Yates. We will talk with Patriots defensive lineman Lawrence Guy when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.